USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is comparing the congressional impeachment inquiry to a lynching, setting off shockwaves through the nation. Alicia Brooks is the outreach director with the Southern Poverty Law Center.
The president often uses inflammatory words to describe the troubles that he finds himself in.
At the White House, there's a different reaction with spokesman Hogan Gidley.
He's not comparing himself to those dark times. Let's be very clear about what he's doing. He is receiving zero due process from Democrats on the Hill. That's what he's talking about.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Given the history in our country, I would not compare this to a lynching. That was an unfortunate choice of words.
And South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
I think lynching is being seen as somebody taking the law in their own hands and out to get somebody for no good reason.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The Trump administration official who wrote an anonymous essay about resistance from the inside now has a book deal. The book, which is titled The Warning, will come out November 19th, more than a year after the essay appeared in the New York Times that said many within the administration were actively blocking some of President Trump's orders. The essay was published September of 2018. So far, no one has named the official, despite widespread speculation and the president's own suggestion that the author's identity be investigated. Hatchet Books is calling it an unprecedented behind-the-scenes portrait that offers a shocking first-hand account of President Trump and his record. The author will be identified as a senior Trump administration official. According to the publisher, the author accepted no advance and will donate a portion of the royalties to nonprofits that focus on accountability and standing up for truth in oppressive countries. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
More pro-democracy protests are continuing in Hong Kong.
Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri was over in Hong Kong visiting for 2 days. We urge the protesters to be as nonviolent as possible and claim that the city is sliding into a police state at the end of his visit. He joins Fox News with what else he saw over in Hong Kong.
The government there in Hong Kong, which is not elected, by the way, this is a pro-Beijing government, essentially installed by Beijing, continues to suspend the right to protest. They won't grant protest permits. They're using violent tactics, brutal tactics, to disperse the protesters. They won't submit to the right to vote. Hong Kong is becoming a police state, and that's bad news for us because we know what China's capable of. They've been ripping us off our jobs for years.
What can we do about it?
Well, we've got to stand up and keep the pressure up. You know, President Trump having the trade pressure on China has actually helped Hong Kong. It's actually helped keep Beijing in check. We've got to continue to keep pressure up, say, we're not just going to watch Hong Kong get steamrolled, because next it'll be Taiwan, and then it'll be the region. And we know what China wants to ultimately do is shut us out of the region and take away all of our jobs, our ability to trade.
The senator was speaking there on Fox News. Lawyers for longtime President Trump advisor Roger Stone have lost an effort to overturn a gag order on Stone. A federal appeals court rejected Stone's petition, but did not close the door on resurrecting the challenge. Stone is facing criminal charges of witness tampering and lying to Congress.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.